The beginning is always so awkward when I'm waiting for Kirsten. Hey, Paolo. Oh, Kirs, I see you. I see you. Okay. Okay.
Tease, what up? Mighty Muggers in the house. Hey.
What up? What up? What up?
I was ready. I was ready.
Yeah,
well, I was ready this time.
You were more ready than me. Dude, people are coming in. Paolo's on here.
What up? What up? What up? Shut, you're a hexagon, bro.
Cool hexagon. Okay, whoa, they're my core fours for my pins. All right, damn.
Oh.
Can you
what's
hear
up,
you
guys?
Can hear me, right?
You wait, can hear me? Can you guys, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What up? What up? What's up, guys?
Cool. Mark.
Cool hexagons.
Oh, Angie's dang. In here, I think. Ty, you yo. Guys. Thanks for coming.
Sup, sup. Wait. Before we start, I just...
No,
anyway,
okay.
Sorry, I'm looking at Paul. I don't get it.
I know.
Why, is that a
saying,
joke or?
No, dude, there's an actual like mouse in my house right now.
No.
Is there? Dude, okay, wait, let me turn you up real quick. Oh, shoot, Ricky, what up? Okay. So, a couple days ago, like, I heard random noises in my house, and I was like, what's happening?
Oh, no.
And then I found mouse droppings, and I texted Paolo, because Paolo obviously works
oh,
with...
Oh, yes, he be knowing about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he inspects restaurants and stuff, and he was like, yeah, do this, make sure, like, just to see if there's a mouse there, like, put peanut butter out and see if it eats it, whatever. So a week went by, and nothing happened, and then just this morning, my mom and dad were like, the peanut butter's gone.
No.
Yes. So now we have fucking mouse traps in our house, and I'm terrified. But
wait, how did you know? Like, you just kind of heard it, or like you noticed like
so,
a little? Oh, the drop.
So
the drop,
yeah, yeah. The so drop, there were the drop, there. I heard like no. I heard noises, and then
oh,
I saw dropping, and I was like, Paolo, I need you to help me. What do I do? So yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Before we start, I mean, we've already started. But yeah. I just want to say happy birthday to Ramir. He's
yes.
here. He's here.
Oh come my here. God, Ramir. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm here.
Happy birthday.
Hey. Happy birthday, guys. Happy birthday.
Oh, dude, I miss you. Dang,
oh.
You guys.
He that's... says, oh, he can't hear you. He says he misses you.
Yeah. Yeah.
She misses you.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Anyways.
Hi.
Anyway. Hey. Hey.
Ramir is Kirsten's fiance, y'all.
Oh, hey. So this is a special week because usually he's working the weekends we do the lives, but he got his birthday off, so that's why you have a different view. So this is our apartment.
Yes,
you guys.
Yes,
this
yes.
will probably be like one of probably the only one you'll see here, to be honest. Before we move,
yeah.
So
yeah,
shout
when are you
out.
Moving?
Paolo
Scott,
he peeing the mouse. Damn,
I hate this.
I would
I
like
this.
please update us in 2 weeks about the status of the mouse.
I know, my god, that's so creepy.
Oh man,
wait, dang. Also before we really get into the content, I just want to like shout out some new friends of Poppin' Locks because this happened very recently.
Shout out
So a couple of my friends were so kind enough to let me join their Saturday night Mario Kart racing nights. So some of them are here, so I'm very excited, and I feel very self-conscious at the same time, but, you know, they're here to support, so Tawny's here, you know Tawny. Tawny's
shout out,
here.
Tawny Bonnie.
Ricky's here, I think Daryl's here, so, you know, thanks guys.
Shout out.
For hanging out with us, yeah.
Thanks for supporting.
Yes.
Ooh, the Mario Kart crew, what
shout
up?
Shout out, guys. It's been fun. We stay up very late.
Oh, dang, I haven't played Switch in, like...
Really?
We played Mario Party with my niece and nephew yesterday,
yeah,
which is pretty fun. But I mean, like in terms of like personal playing, I haven't played in like a month.
Really? Not even like
yeah.
Animal Crossing?
No. So who knows what garbage, literal garbage, is on my island, guys? I don't.
So
even
you haven't even seen the fireworks?
No. Nope.
We need to let's do a firework night.
Like I kind of stopped playing like right as the swimming happened. Like honestly, if the swimming came out like a week or two before, I think I would have stayed in, but then I was already kind of getting over it by the time the swimming started.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'll probably pick it up again, but I just haven't been feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, some days I'm really like, I'd just rather not play, but you know,
dang.
It is what it is. Yeah.
Wait.
Jasmine's here. What up, Jasmine?
Sup, sup.
Mario Kart people.
Nice to meet you guys. Nice to meet you. Shout out. There was something. Wait, last time, did we talk about how I watched Twilight with Ramir?
Yeah, but I know we also talked a lot about how you're waiting for the book. So I want you to
so
tell
just
us
a
about
quick
that.
Update. Just a quick update. I purchased the book the day it came out on my Kindle, mm-hmm. and I have it, mm-hmm. you know, on my Kindle. I waited a few days to read it because I was like, oh, you know, I want to savor it. I don't want to like fly. I want to like fly through it and just really, I want to enjoy it. And so yeah. I was finishing a few other books and then I started reading it like last Wednesday, maybe Tuesday. You guys, it's fucking bad. Like, it's bad. Like, it's really not good at all. You know, like,
oh, wait, but like, so you read the Twilight books in comparison to the Twilight books. Like, okay. Does it go with
honestly,
the Twilight books?
It's probably equal. So oh, it's just okay. Because in the, how many 10 years that I've read the original Twilight books.
Yeah.
I've read a lot more and not necessarily better, but no, yes, I've read better books and it's like not even better yeah. being like the books that I'm reading are super bomb, but just like in general. This story is bad. Like, it's
oh,
just
no.
not good. And, like, the thing is, too, Kyla, she's probably not here, but shout out to Kyla. She mentioned yeah. it in the chat earlier this week saying, like, oh, I really like the books before realizing that it's about an abusive relationship, which it totally is. And it's just, like, so fucking bad, guys. It's bad. But I just want to say, you should still read it if you were at all into the Twilight books before and the movies, like yeah. just read it. It just really brings me back to a time when I was into it. And but wait, on
yeah no, go ahead. So are the characters still like Bella and Edward and all
yeah
that
so stuff? It's oh. literally just a retelling of the first movie/book from his perspective because it's first person, so everything's from her eyes.
Oh
yeah, and like so
ew, she's the worst though.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, he's kind of the worst too because it's like
yeah.
he's a vampire, so he's like really yeah. old. He's like 100-something years old. So mm-hmm. the way he thinks and like talks in his mind is just like it's just like she's trying to be like real, like Stephanie Meyer is trying to be mm-hmm. like, oh, like really have like profound and like worldly words, and like it's just like bad, dude. It's
yeah
bad. Like I don't
I know
have anything
I,
else
I
to say I'm like
her
really,
writing is bad.
Yeah, I'm really like yeah. forcing my way through this book. Like I'm almost done. Like I'm almost at, do you remember the movies?
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
I'm at the part
how old is bro?
So he's okay, so Paolo, you don't know anything about Twilight? Oh shit. Okay, hold on. So she is 17. She's 17 years
Bella.
Old. Yeah, yeah, Bella's 17. And Mark and Edward is a 17 is had died when he was 17.
Yeah. I mean so like technically frozen. He's 17.
Yes,
yeah.
He's frozen at that age, but he's really like 150 yeah. or something like that.
Right, right.
So he's like hella pedo status. You know what I'm saying?
I mean like yeah, in a sense, he's a little bit.
It's bad. Like, I'm at the part where like, those three other, technically a pedophile. Yes, he is. Anyway,
yeah.
So I'm at the part where they're on the run from that other vampire. It's all.
Oh,
bad.
The redhead. The redhead.
Yeah. Yeah. No. The one from. Oh. No. The other guy, James. Remember,
oh,
like she
yeah,
goes
yeah.
to the dance studio and it's
yeah.
fucking dumb. It's all.
Oh
dumb.
Yeah, and then he like bites her or something.
yeah. Yes. It's so bad. Honestly, like yeah. I will say, watching the movie was like less excruciating because it was over in like an
hour and a half. Oh, Diana! Oh my god.
It was like over in like two hours. Oh man.
Yeah,
but does she age and then she becomes? Wait, no. So Edward, she ages, so she yeah. becomes. Spoiler alert: she gets turned to a vampire when she's like 20.
20. Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, technically not a pedo, but it's still.
Yeah.
And to be fair, they don't do it until they get married. So they're saving themselves for marriage. Shout out again. But reverse shout out to this whole series. I'm going to finish the book and I'm going to finish the watching the movies again. But damn, I don't think I'll read the books again. It's so bad.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if they made a movie about this new thing, I mean, then again, it's already movie one. Wait, I don't know. I would watch it.
Rika Leak makes a good point. She becomes the pedo because she's 20 and he's 17. Technically, that's true. I mean, if you want to get into the real pedo status, you could talk about fucking Jacob. You know,
Jacob and the baby guy.
No, that's out. The movie's bad. It's all bad. No,
I watched that part in the movie like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I was just like, "This is fucking nasty." Like, he sees the infant and is like, "Oh yeah, damn, that's my wife.
Her womb be looking good." You know what I mean? Oh man.
Fuck, Ramirez
over here, like, I'm never watching these movies. Dang, Edward is canceled. Oh my god.
Ricky is also a Mario Kart crew, so shout out to her and Jasmine.
Shout out.
Oh my god. Dude, my cousin is so X-rated, I just fucking can't.
I like that. Damn. I'm dying. Okay.
I also wanted to talk about this weekend. I like totally went on this like Hulu and Netflix original movie like binge. I watched Palm Springs on Hulu with Andy Samberg and Christina, what's her last name,
Milioti.
And then I watched
Love Bird, you know.
Christina.
Sorry, go on.
And then I watched Love Birds on Netflix with Issa Rae and Kumail.
Oh, was that good?
Nanjiani.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was so. I didn't know he was a comedian. Like, I thought he was a drama actor.
Oh,
he's super funny.
Yeah, have you seen The Big Sick?
No.
You should watch that. That's on Amazon Prime. That's really good.
Yeah, funny.
It's like a telling of like his life, kind of us like a play on his life story.
Oh, okay, dude, yeah. He was really funny. I mean, like, to be on par with her comedic status is like something that I feel like it's hard to match because she's super funny. So it was really cool, and the plot isn't like your normal rom-com. It's like, you know, they're like, they get caught up in this like murder situation and then have to like figure things out and how to make themselves seem innocent. It was funny though. It was cool.
Oh dang. All right, maybe I'll watch that.
And then I watched Work It.
Oh, okay. You know, for those who are not aware of what that is, let's just tell everybody, please.
Me or you?
You, because I didn't watch it. I honestly, can I just tell you like really quick that I was talking to Kathy Bernabe on shout out to Netflix because she works
Netflix.
So she watches a lot of their content, partly because she wants to, but also because I feel, you know, to see what's going on. I just made that up. But she texted me on Friday or was like messaging me on GChat saying like, I'm watching, what is it called?
Work It.
Like, what am I? It's like, what am I watching? What is this?
Yeah.
At first, when she started, she was like, oh, it's not that bad. Oh, yeah. This isn't too bad. And then like maybe 30 minutes later, she's like, what am I watching?
Dude.
Please tell everybody what Work It is.
Okay. So Work It is about teenagers in high school who, there's this like number one dance team, and every year they compete at this competition called Work It, and a girl wants to impress Duke University because she's going to college in a couple years, and she lies and says that she's on the dance team, and the lady is like, oh well, I'm gonna watch you then at the Work It competition. So she has to figure out how to dance, number one, and then all the people who are going to be part of her team, the choreographer and all this stuff. And so the captain of the main dance team is Keenan Lonsdale, for anybody who watches The Flash. Flash.
shout out
Okay. who is a dancer, so it's like really cool to see him dance and like be a very different character than obviously Kid Flash. And then Sabrina Carpenter from Girl Meets World is like the main girl, and then Jordan Fisher is the choreographer that she gets to be the choreographer for her new dance team. And then Liza Koshy is in it too.
She's like a social media like
comedian-ish,
because I've seen she's the one who does like the dancing in the car videos, right?
Yeah, that's her. I think she was on Vine or something for a minute too. Like,
oh man, shout out to Vine. Is Paolo still here?
Yeah. Damn.
R.I.P. Okay. Anyway,
so yeah.
Give me a star rating on just the movie itself.
Out of five
stars. Out of five.
I mean, I think it's like a solid 2.53.
Okay, I was like, we're gonna sit there. I was like, ooh. Okay, 2.5. Okay, now let's give Jordan Fisher a star rating.
100.
100 stars.
Okay, you guys.
Okay, let's give Sabrina Carpenter a star rating.
Ooh, out of 5, she's like a solid 2.5. Because this is why. I think her, I don't know what it is, but like every character she played, she comes off as so bratty and like she thinks she's all that. And I'm just like, chill.
The only thing I know her from is from Girl Meets World, and I did not really care for her.
Yeah. And then it's like thirsty as hell.
This is true.
Yeah. And then it's like she's supposed to like not be able to dance, and then they teach her. And then when she does, when she is able to dance and she's like the main person, it's like she's still not that great. And I'm like, okay, like we should have picked somebody else here.
You know, I think she's annoying. I also watch like some of her covers on YouTube, and I also don't like her voice either.
Yeah, that too.
I think she's kind of annoying in general. So that's like really like, I haven't watched it yet, and I probably will just for the Jordan Fisher of it all.
Yeah.
But it's like, I really don't want to because one, I'm sure the movie's like just okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll actually really not like the movie. And two, because I don't like her.
I know. Obviously I watched it for Jordan Fisher and Keenan Lonsdale.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Oh yeah.
And like the dancing of it, like the choreography. Yeah.
How's that? Wait, the dancing. Okay. It is good.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like they brought in some like modern new dance choreographers, because it looks really like what you would see today.
So like if we're going to, God, I wish I could remember, I wish I freshened up on our episode, like was it like episode 2 or episode 3 of our podcast where we talked about the dance movies?
Oh, three, yeah.
Okay, so like I wish I could remember our ranking system, but
I know,
do you, that was good. in the scale of like all the way at the top to like Step Up, or I don't even know what we like. You Got Served.
You Got Served, like, I think.
Like, it's like You Got Served vibes. I can't remember what our top movie was.
No.
Is it better or worse than Save the Last Dance? Is my question.
Oh, man. Save the Last Dance. I mean, choreography wise, it's better for sure. Because it really is like they totally incorporate what's relevant today, like the moves that they make, or that they do, and like the music that they use and stuff. It is pretty like modern, but it's still your total like typical dance team where they do like formations and they do like flips and they incorporate.
So it's like watching like Vibe 10 or Vibe. Sorry, just Vibe.
Yeah, and then they totally do that thing where like obviously it's like a group of like misfits, right, who just like to dance or know how to dance. So they take from each of their like backgrounds, like stuff that they know how to do, and they teach it to each other. So it's like a very like multicultural kind
of team. How old? So she's supposed to be like 17 or 18? 18?
Like 17. Yeah, I think she's supposed to be like a junior or something.
How old is he?
It doesn't say, but it seems like he's like right out of high school. And Jordan Fisher is supposed to be like a professional dancer who tore his ACL and then now can't dance as much.
Okay,
or something.
That they're each other's love interests.
Yes.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, whatever. It is weird. You know.
Yeah. Also, shout out that there's a Filipino on this dance team, because like you can't have a dance team without a Filipino guy.
No,
so,
obviously.
Like,
I mean, honestly, it should be like all Filipinos.
And, yeah.
You know, they're the others are the outliers, but you know.
Yeah.
If this isn't really Vibe 10, you know. Shout out Angie, Vibe 10. You know.
Vibe 10. But yeah, so it was cool. I mean, like I think if you want to watch something that's obviously not, you're not going to take seriously pedophiles. just for fun, something just for fun, and you want to see some dancing, I mean, I would watch it.
Okay, all right. Would you watch it again?
For Jordan Fisher, yes, I would watch it again.
Ooh, okay.
He has some good scenes dancing. Oh, I'm dead. Right.
Okay, really quickly I don't even know what else we're going to talk about today, but I just want to say something because you were talking about Hulu originals.
Yeah.
And as since we both love New Girl, Lamorne Morris has a new show, who played Winston on New Girl. He has a new show coming out, I think, in the beginning of September called Woke. And have you seen the preview for it?
Yes, I have.
So anyways, so he plays a character named Keith. And Keith is an African-American cartoonist on the verge of mainstream success when an unexpected incident changes his life. So it's like, I guess he never really cared about, like, about being woke, and then something happens, and then now he's seeing everything through, like, different eyes. Yeah. But I saw the preview. It looks good. I hope it is good. I'm always rooting for all of their success.
So, I know. Me too. Me too. Yeah. Always. Also, I watched his movie with the girl who plays his wife, with, ugly girl.
Was that Nazeem? Good?
Nazeem. Yeah, it's called Desperados on Netflix. And yeah, that was, like, your more of, like, on the funny side of, like, a rom-com, but, okay. You know, because them two are just, like, outrageous in terms of comedy. But, yeah, that was also fun to watch. Like, a good, like, light movie.
Dang, so, okay, too. So I'm going to watch that. I want to watch
Palm Springs.
I love Palm Springs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Palm Springs, like, really reminds me of, like, the type of rom-coms that would be in the theater, like, back in the day. Except they don't make blockbuster rom-coms anymore.
Yeah.
Like, what was the last one that really came out that was, like, super successful? I mean, at least I don't go to the movie for rom-com.
Like Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Bad.
The fuck? Damn. Why Valentine's Day?
I don't know. For some reason, I just saw Ashton Kutcher in my head.
Like, The Duff was one that was in the movies. Oh, but, like, yeah. I didn't watch it in the theater, you know?
No, yeah.
Anyway, what was I saying? So, what's the one with Issa Rae?
Lovebirds. The Lovebirds.
Okay, love that. So, at least there's two movies. Oh, and three if I'm going to count Working.
Working.
I feel like I have to make Ramir watch that with me, because I don't think I'll should. Do it by myself. So,
yeah.
Dang.
You should. Also,
I think if there's anything else, you go.
I was going to say, speaking of the New Girl cast, I just saw this because they did Comic-Con virtually this year. Mm. And so they, you know, they gave you the list of, like, the panels you can watch online and whatever. And there was a panel with Jake Johnson, Nick Miller, and Schmidt. And I was like, what is this? So apparently, Jake Johnson is the new star of this animated show that's coming to Netflix called Hoops. And he's like a high school basketball coach. And then Schmidt is a voice of somebody, and so is Damon Wayans Jr. I know.
Oh, okay.
They're like just best friends in real life.
I love that. Hoops IMDb. Let's see what's going on with Hoops.
Yeah, Hoops. I think it's in September. It drops or something.
Centers on a hot-headed, foul-mouthed high school basketball coach who thinks turning around his god-awful team will take him to the big leagues. Oh, okay.
Nick Miller. Dude, oh my gosh, when I saw the preview, I was like, this is just Nick Miller.
Dang, that's tight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's, like, other people, but there's not... I think he's for sure, like, the main character.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know when the last time I watched, like, a super new movie was.
Yeah, I also don't watch the animated shows that have come out, so maybe I will.
Oh, I watched a little bit of BoJack Horseman, like, back in the day, but no, I didn't. That was, like, in a different time in my life.
Yeah.
CJ Tolentino. What is that, Angie? What is that?
I'm not sure what that is. Speaking of, since Angie's up in here, I know we wanted to talk about the newest celebrity couple.
Toledano. Toledano. What is that? CJ Toledano. He is a
big...
Oh, who's the late live show. Second City. Who is the... He pitched the idea.
Oh. Tight.
Wow. So, no, but he should get credited. So they're saying he wasn't credited?
That sucks.
Is that what it is? Oh, damn, that sucks.
Big Mouth is raunchy. I haven't seen that either. And Central Park is on Apple TV with David Diggs and Leslie Odom Jr.
Yeah, and Kristen Bell, but I don't know if she's still on the show. Because remember, like, Bell. There was a thing where a lot of the people who were, like, a lot of the white actors who were playing people of color stepped down. Angie, nah, man. Oh, so she's saying that CJ didn't get credit, and he should get credit. Damn, that does suck. Oh, I didn't hear about this. Well,
I know.
I mean, I'm not really in the know of things, but anyway, it's fine. Yeah.
I said since Angie's in here, I know we talked about the newest celebrity couple, her man, Common.
Oh, yeah. Common and Tiffany Haddish. Shout out.
Yeah.
I love that. I love
them
and I love her. I wish them the best.
Yeah.
So they're not quarantining together. They just dated virtually.
Wait, yeah, isn't that weird? She said, okay, so I watched the interview and she said that they've been friends because they met at some red carpet and then they were like texting and then they found out they were both on Bumble and then went through Bumble.
Okay, let's just, okay, wait.
What?
How would in a world where would I have seen Common on Bumble?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like because Bumble also like they do promotion with like celebrities, so maybe it was like a different, I don't know. That's what she was saying, though, some Bumble situation.
I mean, oh, Angie wants us to pause.
Oh.
Pause, Angie. What are we pausing for?
Dude. Angie's, yeah.
Oh, I thought they were doing a Bumble ad collab.
Oh, so maybe so it was fake? That.
Or is it real?
So maybe they were promoting Bumble, and they were like.
And then they just like.
Bull, like, what's really dating. Up? Right, oh. Yeah.
Well. There you go. I mean, why couldn't I have done that? You know, just kidding. Shout out, Lanier, you know? Hey, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's cool. I like her, so I'm with it. Maybe she bumbled into him on the street. Oh, sorry, I had to sign up for Bumble real quick. Let's all just sign up for Bumble real quick.
Oh, my gosh. I always feel like when I was on the dating apps before, I always thought the people on Bumble were, like, fake. But a lot of them were, like, industry-driven. So, like, models, actors, you know.
Oh, that's interesting.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Angie, good luck on your Bumble ventures. I hope you meet someone famous, you know.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Common might be out of the question for now.
Yeah. Sorry. Apologies. But maybe you can find another boo. Wait. There was something else I wanted to bring up, but I forgot. I don't know if we talked about it last time, but Legend of Korra is going to be coming to Netflix.
Dude, did we talk about it last time? No, we didn't. We didn't.
So two Airbender universe announcements.
So
one that has already happened is wait, do they need to give you a cut for all the, okay, anyways. So Korra is coming to Netflix on I think August 14th or 13th. Something in a couple weeks.
Okay,
so,
that's soon.
Yeah, Ramir just watched the finale for the first.
Paolo, I cannot. You guys, this is literally him in real life too.
Like, yes, having both of them here is just like the Amadors are really bringing it to the table right now.
Maybe she'll meet someone named Ordinary. I mean, God.
Anyway, okay, so Korra coming to Netflix in a couple weeks. Ramir just watched the finale of Airbender like last week and he was shook.
Yeah.
So shout out forever. So another important announcement for all of you binge mode fans such as ourselves, Jason Concepcion was doing a Twitch live stream and someone had asked him if they're going to do anything about Airbender on binge mode and he confirmed they are. They haven't confirmed any details or like made an official announcement, so I'm assuming they're going to do like at least an episode per book and then like character developments for like Aang, Zuko, and maybe like bending in general or whatever. But cannot wait. They must be working on something because they haven't put any new episodes out in a while.
Is the last one they did Star Wars?
Yeah, that's the last big one they've done, and then I think they've done a couple like mailbag episodes since like they've been quarantining. But like I know, so Shay and Jay, have you listened to The Connect at all?
No, I want to. I love them. I really do. I keep forgetting to start listening.
Let's just real quick before I talk about that, but Avatar should be required viewing for all U.S. citizens.
Yeah,
they really snapped on that social justice tip. That's really true though. Like it's VV relevant.
Mm-hmm.
Especially right now. But,
which is crazy because it's such an old show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That came, I think I was watching it for the first time like in college.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah. The Connect is with Jason Concepcion and Shea Serrano, and they take two movies that are not related at all and they talk about how they're connected.
Yeah.
So like they do Scarface. The first episode is Scarface and what's that? Office Space, and
that's
called, and it's about coworkers.
Yes. Okay.
So yeah, I saw Office Space like once, like a long time ago. I've never seen Scarface. Yeah. I still listened to the episode and it was funny. I'm not caught up because like I really just haven't been listening to a lot of podcasts except for the Scrubs one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Kelly's here.
Oh, related to you and Mark. Shout out to Mark who's here. The episode of the Scrubs podcast I'm listening to, Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Their guest for the day is Tom Cavanaugh.
Really?
And so like the first maybe 15 minutes, it's like Donald Faison like geeking out because he loves comic books and he watches The Flash and all of the CW shows. Yeah. So it's like 10-15 minutes of him geeking out and like asking Tom Cavanaugh a bunch of questions about what it's like to be on The Flash and like working with Jesse L. Martin and like working in canon and all this stuff. And like then they like asking him what like Reverse Flash is and like all this stuff. It's pretty tight. Also, dude, he just seems like really, really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, he seems like such a nice person. It seems like all of them on set love him like the most.
Yeah. Aww.
Damn, I love The Flash still.
I saw that they announced that The Flash is coming back next year.
Yeah.
Have they started filming? Do you know anything about, like, have shows started filming or anything like that?
I really don't think they have, to be honest. I mean, I don't know, but it doesn't seem like they have. Like, the Superstore cast is, like, really vocal about when they're filming and when they're not, and I watch their panel for Comic-Con, and they have no clue when they're going back. So I don't know about the CW people. Like, I guess it depends on what Canada's like, but I don't know.
Yeah, I know that for like Insecure, like they were doing their writing room sessions like via Zoom, but they haven't started filming either.
Yeah. I don't know how that's gonna go down.
I know, like I just like I'm wondering about all the shows that like Younger is a show that I started when quarantine started, and like I watched like all six seasons in like I don't know a month or something like that. So that was one that they were supposed to come out in June and then it was paused. So I don't know if it's because they didn't finish filming or they were just waiting. I don't know. So that's like one I'm waiting to hear come back. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Dang, I don't know. Also, I know Mulan's coming out in a couple of weeks. Oh. Are you going to pay $30 to watch it?
Ramir asked me, he's like, oh, are we going to buy for $30? I was like, I don't know. I want to convince my brother.
I don't know either. Also,
honestly, I'd pay $15. So, like, I'd split it with my brother.
Yeah. I know. Maybe I'll just split it with someone. But damn, $30, dude?
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, though. Like, it was supposed to be this huge thing in theaters, and it's obviously not happening, but.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're really, I just want to know if it's, like, going to be good, you know, which is, like.
I know.
Like, I think I split Trolls 2 with my brother so that the kids could watch it, because that shit was $20.
Oh, and yeah.
That was okay. Like, it wasn't great. I don't really like Anna Kendrick anymore. Or, I don't like Anna Kendrick, and I don't really like Justin anymore, so. But the kids enjoyed it, you know.
Oh, my gosh. My hallmate Joe is in here. That's very, nice. Sup. We had a reunion Zoom, and it was crazy.
Aw.
I know.
I haven't had any Zoom calls lately.
Oh, like yeah, that was my first one in a while. But it was really fun to catch up with all the people we dormed with. So that
damn,
was cool.
That's tight. I just saw my college roommate, Angie.
Beam of Benzer Bentley, yeah.
I just saw my college roommate got engaged today. So shout out Bree.
Oh, my gosh.
Bree, she's a Delta Gamma, you know. Shout out to Otero.
Oh!
Otero, you know.
This is Delta Gamma. I think. Oh, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm pretty sure I'm right, though.
I don't know.
He probably hates me for doing that.
Anyway, guys,
I was gonna
are
say,
we ready? Are we ready for the, are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, guys, wait, I just realized that I'm not on my Wi-Fi. Fuck, hold on.
I'm not because my Wi-Fi is bad, though. No, you're good.
Am I still
here? No. Yes, you're still here.
Okay, shit. Okay. Okay, guys, this is the deal. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, you guys. Well, let's open up the Q&A part of it. But what we're Q&A-ing, guys, is we want to do one of our favorite bits, probably just right after Thirstcast. Is Pop V Locks, where we're given like a pairing or maybe like three people that we're supposed to say, who do we like best? Who do you think is better between the two? And again, if you listen to our earlier episode, you can interpret the V however you want, you know? Yeah. So is it like, are we basing it off of thirst? Are we basing it off of talent? You know, I don't know. So yeah, let's open up the Q&A and see if anyone has any good Pop V locks for us.
Yes.
I don't know if, you know.
Hopefully some people type some stuff. Yeah,
if
in
not,
there.
Just ask us other questions. I don't know. Yeah. Do you have to like open up the Q&A or is it just like open already?
No, it's already open. They can just submit and then I get a little
okay, guys,
a little
give
notification.
Us some suggestions, please. I one of my favorite things, honestly, about this podcast is when you come with some crazy reasoning for something and I just feel like I am so sure.
Wait, dude, when we said that we would do Pop V Locks today, people put in your questions as I just like recap this real quick. But when you said that, the one thing that always comes to my mind was like the whole Michael B. Jordan debacle. Like
I was just thinking about that. Honestly, I'm so glad that Angie was there for that. Even if she wasn't a guest, but that she was there to witness, like, how ridiculous that thing was.
Like, I feel crazy a lot of the time when I'm talking about celebrities and, like, shows and people. But, like, in that moment, I didn't even know what was happening. Like, I was just rambling and my entire thoughts, all my thoughts about Michael B. Jordan just, like, spilled out of my mouth. And it was just, like, word vomit. It was so bad.
I honestly don't know. I feel like like something in me had changed. Like after you said that, like something about our relationship had changed. So I was like, oh wow, this is really a person who exists. I don't know how to explain it.
I swear after that, so many people asked me like, dude, are you okay? Like what's going on there? And like, I think.
Well, okay,
I
have one since this kind of was sort of what or one of the things I thought of because you had showed me a Twitter thread earlier. Can you just say what you said about the Twitter thread first? Like, what was your reaction to it before I say who it was?
My reaction to the Twitter thread was, and I probably can quote, I almost cried and I think my heart stopped beating. For a quick second, it was the closest I was to dying.
It was the closest I've come to dying, you guys. Let's just do this since we haven't had anyone put any Pop V locks.
We have two. But go ahead.
Oh, we do. Okay. Yeah. So let's say the first one. Let's do my. Oh no! Fuck. What's his name? Okay, Tom Holland V.
Yeah.
Jordan Fisher. Okay. Are you ready?
Are you going to answer too?
Yeah.
Okay, it's, good.
Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Jordan Fisher.
Yeah, I mean, I could assume so. I love Tom Holland, but I feel like Jordan Fisher, honestly, for me, it's like singing alone. Like, I still at least weekly watch that video of him singing For Forever from Dear
Evan.
And I just randomly try to look if there's any new videos of him singing or covers or whatever because his voice is just fire.
Yeah, he's like truly a triple threat. I mean, dude. I cannot deal with it. Like he really does it all. Then you add in like the Twitch streaming video game thing and I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I'm into it. Whatever. I love Tom Holland though. I really do.
And he's a danza, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here we go from Paolo.
Okay.
Oh no. Aang versus Zuko.
Man.
Okay, we have to interpret the V however we want.
Okay.
Oh man.
Okay.
So bad. Okay.
I'm just gonna mix it up, you know? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. One, two, three.
Zuko.
Zuko.
Oh,
yeah. I knew it, bitch. I knew it. Okay. Put in your answers, you guys. Tell me what you guys. Aang v. Zuko. Let's hear it. While Zuko. People respond, what's your reasoning?
Okay. I just could not get, like, to this day, and I have to rewatch it, but the one thing that always sticks with me about that series is the character development of Zuko. Like, I could not believe how well it was written and just, like, how much that character grew from literally beginning to end. Like, it was, that to me is, like, one of the best character developments I've ever seen on TV.
Yes.
Truly, truly.
I 100% agree. I also just, like, in general, like, his storyline, like, it's so open-ended. Like, you really... Like, even from going from the end of Airbender to Korra, like, there's so much you want to know about what happens to Zuko. Like, what happens with his mom? Mm-hmm. Like, how is he as a Fire Lord? With, like, Aang, you can kind of tell, like, he was an Avatar and he was good at it.
Yeah, exactly. Then, you know? Like, he's tight. He's going to do it all. He's, like,
yeah, he married Katara, like, the end, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
And like, not that his character development wasn't good. It was, and he's so powerful, you know? Like, honestly, that the last episode or whatever, four episodes of book three, honestly, I was shook at how powerful he was. Like, that whole, the last, 15 minutes of the series were just amazing. Yeah. But I will have to also say, because this is our podcast, Zuko seems like he's fire, you know what I mean?
Wait, yeah, I was like, okay, then you add in... Then you add in Zuko, like, as a thirst, and I'm just, like, all in. Also, his voiceover is Dante Bosco, like.
Well, sometimes I hate Dante Bosco because he's just so Filipino, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, Dante, no, Zuko is fire.
Zuko.
Like,
Zuko is fire.
And also he's fire. Guys, wait. Hello.
That's good. Okay, here's another one.
Okay, next one. Aang. To me, that's easy.
Aang versus Korra?
Do you need to think about it, or?
No, I mean, I think I have.
I will say, I haven't watched Korra.
Since
the first time. I might have watched it twice through, but maybe not. But let's just answer. Are you ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Aang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I really need to rewatch Korra.
I do too. Well, I didn't even finish Korra. I only saw the first season, I think.
It's really good. Yeah. It's honestly really good. Okay, no spoilers for Angie. But, I will just say, because Korra, in general, they're all older. That's all.
Yeah.
You know, Korra's age versus Aang's age. So, that's all I'll say about that. So, it's you can imagine, and she's female, so the way that she's portrayed is definitely different than Aang. But that's it. That's all I'll say about that. Sorry, Angie, if that spoils anything for you.
I don't think it did. But I mean, also, I don't remember a lot about Korra, so I
really
like rewatch.
I know that there were people who really didn't like it.
Actually,
I just know, like, one or two people who really didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily agree with their opinion on that, but
yeah,
you know. Did anyone else have any good ones?
I have no other ones, y'all. But if anyone else wants
to
submit.
I want to hear a ridiculous Alexa opinion on something, but dang.
I'm trying to think of one that,
Have you, while people are thinking about it, have you listened to Taylor Swift's album at all?
I haven't. I'm so bad with, like, because I'm not in my car anymore driving to work. Same. And stuff, like, I'm so bad about, like, catching up with music and stuff, but anyway, I have not. Have you?
I listened to, like, the first four tracks, and it was good. Like, honestly, like, it's not even that it's not my taste, it's really just hard for me to get over the Taylor Swift of it all. Like, if I told Ramirez, I said, if you just said, hey, listen to this album by this person that you don't know, I'd be like, oh yeah, this is pretty good. Like, it's like, I like the style. Like, honestly, if she never came out with, so if she went from, like, her younger stuff, and then she went into 1989, then she went to the, she skipped. What's that other one that had a me?
Something with the reputation.
Skipped reputation.
Yeah,
and that's the one with players gonna play, haters gonna hate, right? If she's right, no, that wasn't it.
No, the one after that is that. The one reputation is Bad Blood with Kendrick Lamar. The remixes with Kendrick Lamar.
What's the one with like fuck? I just maybe just don't like. I don't know. What's the
yeah?
What's the
one I don't that remember.
Came out right before this new one.
So she had two. She had Lover, which was the first, which is okay. The most recent one. But then there was another one with like Shake It Off. Wait, no. Yeah, Shake It Off. Is that what you were saying? And something else. I don't know what it was called. Damn, though. Maybe Paolo does though.
Oh yeah, Paolo loves. Isn't he like the biggest fan, right? Like the biggest fan, right? We said it here, guys. Powell's the biggest Taylor Swift fan. Taylor Swift discography. Ugh. I just want to say it because if she eliminated one of the albums, okay, hold on.
Sorry, not Reputation, the one after that.
Yeah, so if she went from Red 1989, if she skipped Reputation and then went to Lover, and this one's called Folklore, I think I wouldn't have hated her that much.
Yeah, Reputation was not good.
It's not even just the music, though. It's just her whole general vibe and everything that surrounds her. I don't, don't enjoy.
Okay, here's another question. Arrow. Ooh. Quentin V. Diggle. Aw, man.
It's easy.
Okay, wait.
This is only Mark cares about this.
Yeah. Any Arrow fans out there, guys?
Shout out.
Damn. Oh my god, wait, I can't decide. Give me one second. Okay, I'm ready.
One, two, three. Diggle. Quentin. Oh!
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 Why? Dude, I thought we were both gonna pick Diggle.
Oh, no!
Why are you picking Quentin?
I really just loved his story. Like, I loved how much he hated, like, how he rightly hated Oliver and Arrow, and then how he became a part of the team, and how he, like, really was served as the mayor, and also worked in partnership with him. I really liked that.
That is true. I do love Quentin's character a lot. I picked Diggle just because, like, dude, someone needs to keep Oliver in check.
That's like, true.
Oliver makes some dumb ass decisions sometimes, or like he's too much on the guilt trip, and I'm just like, dog, reel it back.
I mean, every lead of that every CW show always has the issue with, like, are they doing the right thing or whatever.
I know. So I just love that Diggle's there to be like, yo, chill out. Yeah,
sometimes he really be on his bullshit though.
Ooh. I know. Oh my god, Paolo, no. Milk tea versus iced coffee. Wait, is the iced coffee black or interpret?
Yeah.
Interpret? Do I interpret?
Okay, interpret. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Iced coffee.
Milk tea. Oh. I feel that. I could, if I had to eliminate one, I could eliminate iced coffee because there would still be hot coffee.
Okay, true. Oh, I see what you're saying. So you would get coffee regardless.
Yeah, I could still get coffee. And I don't think iced coffee is an iced latte. I'm thinking of iced coffee as like, a brewed coffee that is cold.
Yeah,
like versus like espresso. So
I just feel like I can't ever give up coffee. Like, I've substituted coffee in the morning with milk tea once, and I was like, it's just not the same. I love milk tea, but I just love coffee more.
I can have hot coffee if I had to have hot coffee. You know what I'm saying?
I loved iced coffee with anything.
Dang, I was really shook by that, though. Wow, we've been disagreeing twice, guys.
Yeah, no! You guys, for anybody who is a Ringer fan, Jason Concepcion v. Shea Serrano.
Well, you guys should know where I'm at on this. So, 1, 2, 3.
Jason.
I mean, the thing is, I really do. That's just because of, like, if I'm putting in all the factors as to why I like Jason, then it's Jason. But I really like Shay, though. He's the first person, like, one of two people who I really liked the writing. I've bought almost all of Shay's books. I still follow him on Twitter, and like, I just love everything that he does, like, for the community. Mm-hmm. And he's like so funny, but damn, you know how I feel about Jason, guys.
Yeah, we know how you feel about Jason. I pick Jason because I don't know. I really like him on binge mode, and
he's so funny.
He's so funny. And I mean, it is the whole Filipino thing too, but like, he's just so easy to relate to, or like when he says something, you're like, oh, I totally get what you mean, or whatever. Yeah, also, he can get it with some of his outfits, so.
You know, that is true.
Yeah, he really be.
I think that he is, he's a better podcaster, and like, I think better at like being on camera and being, because like, I don't watch all of NBA Desktop because I don't like understand it, but like the stuff that I do watch, like, he's always really funny and really entertaining. I feel like Shay is not as good as a podcaster and like being, you know, whatever, but I think his writing is really enjoyable. Like, I really like everything
he writes. Yeah, and I think Shay for sure is funny too, but Jason is a lot more animated, and I think it makes it more fun or more relatable. And I've listened to Shay's villains podcast, and it's just not as he's just not as like
extra.
Out there as as like Jason. Jason is like so loud, and you're just like, dude, I get
the,
it.
It's really the Pinoy connection, though. I just really like enjoy it a lot. I don't know if you saw my tweet, but there was like one, I don't know if they're talking about their friendship more on Twitter now because they have the podcast together, but like, Shay put a screenshot that said, hey, did you call me? And then Network or Jason replies back and says, oh, I saw that you FaceTimed me, but it was actually the baby. So one of his kids called him. And that's so cute. And like, I saw that like one of his kids would text or like talk to Jason about Animal Crossing. And, like,
I know, I saw tips, that.
And I'm like, oh my god, that's so cute. And like, honestly, I'll get back into Animal Crossing if I could just visit Jason's island. Like,
you should see if he has a dream code and then go dream. God, and go there.
Oh, whoa, you know? Oh man.
Angie, your answer was Jason.
Yes, it was Jason V. Shay.
Oh, okay. Ariana Grande versus Kehlani. Me versus me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Me versus me. I can't. Oh, damn. That's tight. Okay.
Wait. Oh, yeah. My answer. Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Ariana.
Kehlani.
Ooh! Okay.
I just, you know, I'm down with Kehlani's, like, grit and how she, like, she just really is herself. And, I mean, I think her music, I mean, you know, I love pop music, but I think her R&B and, like, you know, that kind of music just really, I find myself listening to her, like, stuff a lot more. When I'm just like, I have nothing else to like listen to, I like revert to her. So
dang, truly Bailani.
I love her. I really do.
I feel like I'm basing it off of who I listen to more, and I feel like I listen to Ariana more, and like, I sing a lot of her stuff more, and I think I like her voice more. Like, that's if I were to, like, in a perfect world, if I could sing like one of them, I'd want to sing like Ariana.
But I think that
Kehlani is a much better person to aspire to be, if that makes sense. Like, if I I think
maybe
I don't know, like, her life seems very interesting. I don't know if, like, has done a lot of questionable things in the past.
I don't know, but so sometimes Kehlani does too. I'm just like, what's happening here? So I don't know,
the donut thing really just, I feel like that's the only thing they think about about
the Ariana. Donut thing really messed me up. I was really like, I'm not about this.
But I will say though that when people talk shit about her, I kind of low-key get offended, and I'm like always kind of like always like trying to defend her, you know? Like,
oh yeah,
with the donut thing, and I'm like, dude, who gives a fuck? She was like a kid.
You know I mean? Know.
Like, have you not done some stupid shit as a kid, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's true. Because remember, I was like that. And you said that. I was like, oh, yeah. If I was like 19 and my friend, I don't know. You know, my friends were out doing dumb things.
High or something, you know?
Who cares?
And then like, someone's like, oh, you can never understand what Ariana's singing. I'm like, maybe because you're not listening, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just get so mad when people talk about her like she's not good. I'm like, dude, she's
fucking good. No, she for sure is. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, tell me, and it's not even like good for this generation. She's good. Like, yeah, she's not better than Mariah.
No,
because,
I mean,
she happened because Mariah happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like I can almost see it. Sorry, I'm like fucking Miley Cyrus, but like, I think that in 20 years, I think Ariana will still be just as good as she is now. I don't think she'll lose her voice the way that Mariah has. Like, I don't think she's going to be on her shit for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just got very passionate about her.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great in this Pop V Lox thing. I also feel like if I could hang out with one of them, I would probably enjoy my time more with Kehlani.
I agree. Yeah.
So, and not because I'm like her, but I just think her vibe is cool. And then, I mean, dang, she looks great. They both look great, but I'm I love seeing Kehlani's stuff.
I also like that Kehlani isn't as, is more homegrown, and, like, she's not as huge as Ariana is. So, in that way, like, yeah, I would pick Kehlani, because, like, I feel like Ariana would kind of be a pain to hang out with. Because, you know, like, whatever, she's super famous.
Yeah.
She's probably, like, just, like, on a different level of person, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like with all celebrities, for sure, like hanging out with a celebrity would be super weird, you know?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know how I hang out with you being as one of the most famous singers ever, but, you know,
okay.
I just do it, you know?
Wow.
Act like it wasn't. Oh, no. Okay, guys, we have 4 minutes.
Four minutes.
Hit us up with anything last minute, but I just want to say thank you for posting the audios to.
Oh, yeah.
To the feed. Our bad again for not doing more recording in this time, but
I know
I really miss the fucked up. I'm not answering that. I'm not justifying that with a response. Nobody else respond, guys. All my feelings will be hurt when you guys pick Alexa. So
no, please. My answer is Kirsten. So.
No, my answer is Alexa, guys.
Okay, she submitted it in here.
You're freaking dumb. Wait, I'm gonna take a screenshot of this.
Okay.
There you go. That's good.
My answer is Kirsten, because I don't like hearing myself talk. So.
Okay. That's enough. I will always, of course, pick you because, you know.
Kirsten, this is for you.
Oh, Vermeer. Come on. How could you?
Oh.
Really? Are you mad that I answered?
All mad that you picked your fiance over me.
The guess. Done. Ramir, what's up? He's not paying. It's fun. Yes, I'm sorry that I. You know, honestly, really, what happened is I thought it said Kirsten v. Ramir, and I said Ramir right away.
It's but fine.
I'm being serious, and then I saw it said you, and I was like, oh, well, you know, I should still pick Ramir anyway. But
yeah, you really should. Oh my God, that was
Is it a rat or is it a mouse? Mouse.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. The trap is for a mouse. Oh,
ooh, you guys, it's Ken, you know, shout out.
Ken is funny.
Damn, you guys are just really clowns with putting these responses with like 2 minutes left. I can't.
I know. Damn. Wait, what were you? Ooh, oh my gosh, what were
Chuck,
you saying?
You said Chuck is on Amazon Prime.
Yes, so, for all the Chuck fans out there.
Chuck.
Yeah, this
oh,
is yeah.
Guys.
What's I gonna say? Oh, for the audio. This is episode 90. Isn't that crazy? 90.
Shout out, guys.
Yes.
We're probably gonna get to 100 during this freaking pandemic. So
yeah. Oh my
god. Maybe we can do Oh, I'm not
my sister.
Not justifying that with an answer either. Just kidding, Shelly.
My sister's funnier. My sister's funnier.
Oh, man. It's always the curse of the siblings. Ooh, yeah. Wait. Let's answer this one as we end.
Okay, I'm ready.
One, two, three.
Mango.
Watermelon.
Oh, my gosh. Mangoes, dude.
Chamangoes,
San Diego people. Chamangoes.
Watermelon with tahini.
Ah, that's true. That's true.
You guys, have you ever had a watermelon slush from like a bone place? Fire.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Very delicious. Dang. Yeah. Ooh, mango. Oh, okay. Mark.
Amanda and mango.
Wait, are we gonna end soon?
We have 17 seconds.
Oh shit. Okay, guys, maybe we can do a Zoom for the 100th episode. Oh, thanks, yeah. Melissa.
Melissa, damn, 7 seconds.
Shout out to Melissa. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Melissa.